好早起哦。啊，咱今仔早起，咱的经文是记载伫种诶，古约第龙记上啊，第十五章，咱要看第十九第十五节。第龙记上第十五章第十九第十五节，尼巴诶，囝亚罗波安十八年。阿比翁登基做犹太王，伫耶路撒冷做王三年，伊名称叫玛加，是亚萨龙的查某。阿比翁惊因老爸伫以前所行一切的恶，伊心无亲像伊祖先代表的心，诚心实质地顺服耶和华伊的上帝。然而后话，伊个上帝因特别个缘故，乃托伊伫亚罗撒冷有定根，叫伊个囝接续做王，建立亚罗撒冷。因为特别除了下令乌利亚乡代志，拢是行亚华眼中看为正直个代志，一生无违背亚华一切个吩咐。亚罗波安在世日子，常常甲罗波安、亚罗波安争战。阿比翁基业代志，凡伊所行的，拢写伫列犹太列王记上。阿比翁常常甲亚罗波安争战。阿比翁甲伊列祖同岁，总伫代表的城内，也惊阿撒接续伊做王。以色列王亚罗波安二十年，阿撒登基做犹太王。在亚撒领做王四十一年，伊祖庙叫做玛加，是亚撒龙的查某。阿撒效法伊的祖先，代表行亚华眼中看为正直的代志，按国中都起了运动。又提起了伊列祖所做的一切的雕像，并且编了伊祖庙马太马加太后的位，伊做了可憎的雕像阿舍拉，阿舍抽了伊的雕像烧伫吉伦的溪边，只是孤单也无废弃，阿舍。一生曲向摇花尊诚实的心，阿撒将伊老爸所分别为圣的，甲家己所分别为圣的金文甲器皿，拢奉到摇花的殿内。圣经大概是在罗满洲所一家回顾，谢谢。
各位平安
，brothers and sisters。
我今仔日要家第继续来思想看卖，这个小的到底有敬虔阿无？
Today I'm going to discuss with you whether our descendants are godly or not.
我顶一摆我讲到一个背景，然后互咱了解一个敬虔的士大人无独独代表诶，的确会产生敬虔的行为。
Last time I discussed with you how a godly parent does not necessarily produce a godly descendant.
虽然咱逐摆听起讲，哎呀，敬虔诶。士大人会真自然产生敬虔的后裔。
Although we naturally hear that a godly parent would naturally produce a godly child.
然后伫顶一摆咧思想讲无独独。
But last time we discussed that this was not an absolute truth.
因为有可能背景有啊当有影响，但是无代表囡仔会去听。
Because although the child may be influenced, it is not a certainty that he will listen.
可能除了背景以外，士大人父母的影响，但是囡仔无独独的观点。
And aside from the environment, the parents may also influence the child, but the child again may not necessarily listen.
可能这个文化的影响无独独代表这个人的确会去观点。
And also a culture may influence, but it is not a certainty that the child will listen.
所以这是咱顶一摆不思想一个物件。
So this is what we discussed last time.
所以今仔日头一个问题，我要甲大家思想的。
So the first question I'm going to discuss with you today.
既然是敬虔的士大人无独独的确会产生敬虔的后裔。
Is since a godly parent does not necessarily equate to a godly child.
你是不是代表咱唔免去做了？是大人唔免去创办，因为根本无可能，无拄拄影响下文嘛。
Does that mean that we don't need to be godly, since there is no certainty that our children will be godly?
这个是头一个问题，今仔要甲大家思想的物件。
That is the first problem I'm going to discuss with you today.
了第二个问题，我今仔甲大家思想的。
The second problem I'm going to discuss with you.
咱看到有时阵，咱的家庭有时阵唔是敬虔的家庭。
Is sometimes we face a family or we find ourselves in a family that is not godly per se.
是不是代表因为无敬虔，所以我一生就安尼是灭亡，我一生就无可能有好的前途？
Does that mean that if I am located inside such a family, then I am facing certain death?
所以这个咱要思想，咱要怎样够有法当伫这个环境内面。
So we're going to discuss how we're going to bring joy to God in such an environment. So I will divide today's message in two parts. And if you look at the passage today, it answers both our questions. Because this passage talks about two different kings. The first king discussed is King Abijah. And the second king is King Asa.
这阿比翁是谁啊呢？
Now who is King Abijam?
这阿比翁这个是罗波安的子。
Abijam is the son of King Rehoboam.
因为咱知影大卫了是所罗门。
Now we know that after King David came King Solomon.
这所罗门了是罗波安。
After Solomon came Rehoboam.
罗波安了就是阿比翁。
And after Rehoboam came King Abijam.
所以呢，这个阿比翁本身哦，是这个以色列这南北国以后头一个南国对亚罗撒令。
Now actually, Abijam was the first king coronated in Judah after the separation of the kingdom of Israel.
So in this 时阵，阿比用这个人的名吼，又另外一个名叫做阿比亚。
Now Abijam had another name called Abijah.
阿比用这个名的意思是讲，我的老爸是大海。
Now the name Abijam means that my father is a great ocean.
然后阿炳啊，这个名意思讲我的老爸是耶和华。
While the name Abijah means my father is Jehovah.
然后这个阿炳这个时阵，伊罗伯安过身了，伊开始做王了。
So Abijam became king after Rehoboam died.
但是伊这个做王啊，你注意去看，伊这个人的妈妈叫做玛加。
But take note of the mother of Abijam named Maaka.
然后这个玛加都是谁啊呢？
And who is Maaka?
玛加是这个大卫的子亚撒龙的外孙。
Maaka is the son of David, King Absalom's granddaughter.
咱知影是当这个亚撒龙的查某啊，叫做塔玛。
We know that Absalom had a daughter named Tamar.
要塔玛伊落尾嫁好叫做乌列。
And Tamar was betrothed to a man named Obed.
然后列，然后是生了玛加咯。
And from that union came Maaka.
所以呢，换句话讲，这个阿比用的妈妈吼，就是亚撒龙的什么的外孙。
So Abijam's mother is the granddaughter of Absalom.
然后这个阿比用吼，你看讲起来有一个未歹的背景啦。
So it would appear that Abijam had a very good family background.
但是这个背景有好的，也有歹的所在。
But this background had the good and the bad.
因为呢有阿大卫最好的背景。
Because there was David's side.
然后你也看到罗马罗伯安也无真乖，然后一直到落去也无拄拄较乖。
But then we also see that there was Rehoboam and his descendants who were not necessarily good. So in this passage, the author intentionally mentioned, he specifically mentioned that after Abijam became king, he walked down the path that displeased God. So naturally, this person should have faced death.
所以你注意去看，伊最王哦，是过但最两三年啊，两真短一个时间。
So if you notice, Abijam was king for only a very short period of time, 2 to 3 years.
照理又讲，这个王的确特别去，伊的后裔的确会受影响。
Now, supposedly, since he did not follow the path of the right path, he and his descendants should be facing death.
然后在上帝里面哦，透过这个作者，伊超工甲咱讲一句话。
But God, through the author, intentionally mentioned,
伊讲到原来因为耶和华对大卫不如立约。
It says that nevertheless, for David's sake.
哦，因为为着大卫的缘故，我为着伊留了一个位，继续伫亚罗撒冷咧，有迄金光伫迄个所在。
That for David's sake, God intentionally left a spot, left a place in Jerusalem for his descendants. So in other words, Abijam is already non-existent. And supposedly, his children should also not be able to inherit the throne. But for the sake of David, God preserved his family line. So there is this very clear understanding, there's this very clear point in the passage. So after Abijam passed away, God allowed his son, King Asa, to become king. But King Asa became king at a very young age.
So because
of this, the authority of the king was placed in the hands of the mother, of his mother. It's in the grandmother's. It was in the hands of Maka.
So because of this reason,
And so we see later on that King Asa had a heart to follow God. And he wanted to follow the way of God. And the Bible tells us, he did a lot of things and destroyed many things that displeased God. And in fact, Asa did something that is very difficult for Chinese and for the Israelites to do. What is this? It is to take away the authority of the grandmother. So because Maka was abusing her authority, he took away her authority. Now you know, in Chinese culture, in Chinese society, this is a very big disrespect to your family. It's in the same way in the Israelite culture. But he was willing to do so. And at the same time, because the Israelites had a lot of their gold and silver gifts and vessels were taken away, but at this time, King Asa returned all of these precious gifts and returned them to the temple of God.
这个是作者在这段经文里面所讲的几个发展，讲到阿比翁的代志，然后讲到阿撒的代志。
This is the entire story being told by the author in this passage from King Abijam to King Asa. So from this passage, you will be able to answer the two questions I posed earlier. The first question I asked is first, a godly parent does not necessarily produce godly children. And that's true because a person can only follow God through his or her own decision. But does that mean that we should not be godly just because we cannot get with certainty that our children will be godly? Brothers and sisters, if you look at this passage carefully, now it's true, we have no control over whether or not our descendants will follow God. But you can do one thing. Because this is what God wants you to do, so you should do it. God has told us to be godly, to follow His way, so we should follow Him. You know, when you do this well, God can use the things you have done to bless your descendants. And And the passage mentions two very great blessings to the descendants.
头一个恩典，伫这段经文，予咱看到讲啥物啊？你有法当应避到厄运啊。
The first one is that you are able to cover for your descendants.
因为你头阵啊，我再讲到阿比用这个无乖嘛。
Because I mentioned that Abijam was not a good king.
因为这个王本身无行耶和华爱行的路。
Because this king did not follow the ways of the Lord.
但是你清楚看到讲啥物？上帝讲，因为大笔的缘故。
But we clearly see God here saying that for the sake of David, he will protect, he will give a place for his descendants. So actually, brothers and sisters, the things we do, although we cannot guarantee and we cannot force them to accept Christ,
但是另外一方面,
but at the same time, our acts, our actions can protect can cover for our descendants. Just like someone has asked me before. A parent has asked me. They have asked me, how is this girl? Because my son has plans of courting this girl. How is she? And I answered him or her, I said, this girl is not bad. And then they continue asking me a second question. How about her parents? You know, when Chinese want to investigate, they investigate up to 18 generations. So they ask me, how is her family? Now, if you ask me,
譬如我跟他說這樣,
just for example, I might say, this her father regularly goes to the casino.
我問你啊, 你敢不敢將你兒子帶這個女孩子來? 你怕你知道嗎?
Let me ask you, will you be willing to have your son court this girl? I'm sure you would be afraid.
然后告诉我跟他说,
now what if I tell you this family, her father has some mental disease?
就你明白我说, 因为通常, 你老爸是什么, 妈妈是什么, 常常会应避到人啊。
Do you see my point? Oftentimes what the parents are casts a reflection on who the kids are. You know, our church is where we are right now because God has used many people. And God has used different families. And one of the families is the Bendishon family. Now for the others, I'm sorry, I'm not able to mention you. But why do I mention this particular family? Because once there was a person who came to me. And he asked me, and they asked me, are there still any unmarried males in the Bendishon family? So I asked him, why are you asking this? And he said, because I had three daughters. I'm hoping one of them will become a Bendishon. And I asked him why. Because I think their elders are good people. So if it's a Bendishon, I'm sure they are okay.
我可以说, sure.
And I say, are you sure?
我跟你说, Bendishon, 感谢上帝, 对不?
Now I am say it's true, thank God for the Bendishon. Because in his mind, as long as it's a Bendishon, as long as they have the stamp of the Bendishon, they're good people. And I said, oh yeah, there's still a couple of them unmarried. And they asked me, Boksu, okay, Pastor, can you introduce us to them? So I said, how can I introduce you? You're not part of our church. Now at the end, I don't know what has happened to them right now. But I want to mention one thing. It is that whatever the elders have done, it will cover for, it will influence the life of the children. And in the same way, if you do bad, your descendants will be also influence will be affected by your
actions. 那在这个所在，在这个经文里面真清楚，这个阿比翁再杀无了，伊个囡仔根本无可能做王，但是因为大卫的缘故，上帝可以做。
Just as the passage is very clear that Abijam is not a good king, his son Asa should not even have had the opportunity to become king. But for the sake of David, God gave him a place.
这是你看到，哎，许多人行上帝路，哈。
And this is we see how the elders have made the path.
第二项你看到什么？
The second that we see.
你看到原来哈，许多人你若好好行上帝路，除了你应得你的下文以外，
is that when you follow the way of God, aside from being a cover for your descendants.
然后第二项你看到在这段经文里面，你和顶下文的人有一个模范来得啦。
The second thing you see is that you may become a model for your descendants.
有可能。那歹模范，你嘅囡仔会得；你若好模范，伊也是会得。
Now it's very possible that if you have a bad example, if you serve as a bad model, your children will follow you, and the vice versa.
那假使咱行对嘅路，咱就留落一个真好嘅模范嘅好嘅文。
And if we give a good model, then they might be able to follow your good path.
有一个家庭花车。
There was this family that was driving.
然后有一两个囡仔坐在后边。
And there were two children seated at the back.
然后哎，老爸载这个囡仔换车，行。
And the father was driving the children around.
然后行了倒来了。
And after they went out, they came home.
然后伊问囡仔，讲囡仔，你今仔日出去，你看到什么物件
？And the father asked the children, "Children, what did you see in our excursion today?"
然后这个囡仔就答爸爸讲。
And the children answered,
因为我今天你爸爸，我看到真多戆的，佮真多笑的。
Today, Dad, I saw a lot of crazy and stupid people.
我伊老爸讲干哪只啊
？And the father asked why.
因为头前啊，爸爸你咧换车的时阵哦，看到一个人卡地哦，我真个笑的啊。
Because Dad, earlier when you were driving and someone cut you, you said that this person was crazy.
然后看到看人行路吼，无看车，我戆的啊。
And when you saw pedestrians not looking at cars, you said they were stupid.
所以囡仔在后边佮看到讲啥物啊？哇，原来只有 Metro Manila 真侪戆的，佮真侪笑的啊。
So for the children, apparently there are many stupid and crazy people in Metro Manila.
因为囡仔在迄所在咧看老爸咧创啥物地方。
So you see, the children were looking at their father during that time.
我查甫问。You know,
my daughter went when she was small.
啊，伊一日也穿伊妈妈高跟鞋咧，行咧。
One day I saw her wearing her mother's high heels.
啊，我没有看到你穿安尼啊。
So I asked her, why are you wearing these?
哎，我爱做妈妈。
And she answered, because I want to be like mom.
你莫讲啥，因为其实到囡仔，你看咱做啥物。
You see my point? You see, kids want to be who we are.
真侪时阵哦，咱认为做，互人做门徒，咱就该教。
Oftentimes, when we disciple people, we teach them and teach them and teach them.
咱感觉讲，哎呀，我当将我知识传好你，然后你我当做门徒。
We feel like as long as we can pass down our knowledge to them, they can become disciples.
这不足不足度。
I'm sorry, that's not necessary.
我你讲，你第好的门徒是你的囡仔。
Let me tell you, the best disciple you can have is your children.
因为囡仔拢总看你在创什么。
Because your children look at everything you do.
当你遇到问题时，你才有去处理。
How you deal with your problem?
囡仔来看。
Their children are looking at you.
以及你就我当留落一个模范，要怎样去面对
？And you become a model for them.
所以在这段经文就让咱看到讲，原来哦，咱是敬虔的父母，咱好好去做的时阵。
So we see that when we are godly parents,
这个是咱的责任。
This is our responsibility.
咱若好好去做，咱就将恩典带给咱的下文。
And when we faithfully do our part, we become a good influence to our children.
相信。咱有时阵有形无形，咱受到顶面的影响，你知不
？And it's true, we receive influence from our elders.
啊，亲像我本身有两项物件，我像我爸爸影响我真大。
Now, for me personally, there were two things that affected me from my dad.
啊，头前影响我真大是啥物
？The first
是阮老爸吼，逐礼拜拜日暗晡在时剪头毛。
Is that my dad would always get a haircut on Sunday afternoon?
啊，你去一礼拜。剪一摆看卖，男的。
try getting a haircut every week. You know, my dad really had a haircut every
single
week. Because of this, you see that even up to now, I do not like having my hair long. So I normally have a haircut every month, but my dad had a haircut every week. And the second big influence on my life, is that every Sunday, whenever my dad would wake up, he would bring us out to eat. And so I followed his example. But I do not bring my family out on Sunday morning. Because we have to attend service. But after service, whether it's lunch or dinner, we go out and eat. You see, these are the things that influence us. And if you are godly, will your descendants follow you? Yes, they will. So brothers and sisters, it's true. A godly ascendant does not necessarily equate to godly descendants. But it is our responsibility to follow God. Now, at the same time, you can give blessings to your children because of your godliness. So, brothers and sisters, follow God. But what if you were born in a non-godly family? Asa himself was a good king. His father Abijam was not a good king. His grandfather Rehoboam was not necessarily a good king. His great grandfather Solomon was half and half.
So if you say directly, it's Abijam who is a little bit.
So above Abijam, there was Rehoboam. And it can really be said that they were not good kings. Since Asa was born in this line of non-good kings, does that necessarily equate that my life will not be a good life? Again, not necessarily. Brothers and sisters, we cannot choose on what family we're going to be born in. We cannot choose to be born in a certain person's
family.
We cannot decide whether we want to be born in a good, in a bad, in a rich, or in a poor family. And it's also not our choice whether or not they are godly or not. But I want to say one thing. Please do not put all the blame on your parents, on your ascendant. Because whether or not you are godly is a matter between you and God. Because oftentimes we push all the blame to others and consider ourselves the victim. We see ourselves as the victim of our circumstances, of our environment, of our parents. And if we have this mindset, then we cannot walk with God. It's true, this generation living in the Philippines, in this generation is not easy. There are a lot of dysfunctional families in the Philippines right now. A lot of parents do not live together. A lot of OFWs are out. I once joined a ministry solely focused on OFWs. And we often discuss one problem. Is that many women go out of the country to earn money, send money back home in order for their husbands to go out and look for another girl. This is a very sad thing. So because the parents are not together, the family is dysfunctional. We face this every day. If not, the father has several wives. Brothers and sisters, if you were born in such a family, what would you do? If your family does not follow the way of the Lord, what will you do? Solomon had a lot of wives. Rehoboam built idols. But you see, what did Asa do? Do not blame the ascendants. Do not blame them. What should you do? You should determine for yourself, decide to follow God. We see that Asa did not have a good family background. But he made his own self-determination to follow God. And there are two moments here. If you look at verse
11,
it says here that Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord as David his father had done.
And
also in verse 14, the heart of Asa was wholly true to the Lord all his days. Now we see that David, his great grandfather, had a good influence, was a good model, but his father and grandfather were not good models. Yet Asa chose to be like his great great grandfather David. So your decision on who to follow is a very important one. But Asa himself chose to follow God. You know, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, there is a phrase that comes out several times. And this phrase is, "As for me." I believe most of us are familiar with the words spoken by Joshua. And it is that, "As for me and my household, we will follow God." What you want to do, I have no control over it. But we, for me, I will follow God. If you have time, look over Psalms. And take out this, "As for me." And we see that David repeatedly mentions, "As for me, as for me, as for me." It shows that David intentionally decided to follow this path.
So,
we cannot choose what circumstances, what family background you were born in. But let us not blame others. Let us choose instead to follow God. But after we made this decision, we need to understand the importance of this decision. Because if you did not make a choice in the first place, then there is nothing to talk about. When Asa made this decision, he did two things. The first he did is that he destroyed the evil things in the eyes of the Lord. He took away all the idols. And second, he banished all the male prostitutes in the kingdom. And lastly, he even took away the authority of his grandmother. And so this shows his decision to follow God. And he decided to take all of these things away. But the Bible says one thing, it's unfortunate.
That
he was not able to take away the high places of worship. It is unfortunate because this failure influenced his descendants.
So you can see, when we are in the kingdom of God, the decision is made, we are going to do the wrong thing.
So you see, once we have made the decision to follow God, we have to take away the things that are evil in our lives. One at a time, take them away. Brothers and sisters, the things that are hindering us from following God, each one of us have different things. We're facing different things. Some people, when you look at them, appear to be very evil. For example, when this person normally, regularly goes and looks, goes to other women. Or perhaps you're doing drugs. You take
drugs.
And we have to rely on God's grace to take these things away from our lives. But there are also things that you are left in our lives that you have not yet dealt with. And God wants us to deal with everything. Do you know who the God of this generation is? For the young people, who is their God? You know, in my family, in our house, in our home, we have one saying.
He says, man shall not live by bread alone.
It is that man shall not live by bread alone.
But with Wi-Fi.
But with Wi-Fi. For this generation, it appears as if the lack of Wi-Fi is a death penalty. Isn't it when you go to a hotel, the first thing you ask is there free Wi-Fi? And you see that when many of our youth hub students go to youth hub, but the first thing they do is they check their Facebook accounts. They check their Facebook accounts. And they feel that if there is no Wi-Fi, they have nothing to do the entire day. I once bought a book. After I read through it, I gave it to Kai Kai.
Unfriend yourself.
And the title is Unfriend Yourself. And after you read this, the book is telling you, try not logging in for 24,
48
hours.
Wow.
And I really didn't know what to do. And a lot of people fall in this place. Lately China did one thing. And this was done by the company Tencent. And Tencent made an announcement and acted upon it yesterday. What is it? If you wanted to play a game entitled 勝者 Hui Wang, you need to input your real and true name in order to play. If you use an alias, then you will not be able to log in. Why? Because the country made a decision. Is that you have to follow this rule. Because your name, your login name, will be compared with, will be checked with the records of the government to see if it is your true name.
真大步一步。
So this is a very big step.
你知干哪只无
？You know why？
因为吼、哦、有真侪青年人哦，来佚佗这个游戏哦，八点钟、十点钟一日。
Because many young people are playing this game for 8 to 10 hours a day.
所以因为这个原因，国家讲这款青年人未晓控制。
And because of this,、they feel like these young people、do not know how to live.
所以呢，我要给你控制。
So do not know how to control themselves. So now.The government is going to control
them.
So if you input, when you log in, the government will know how many hours you've spent. And they'll know your age, and if you are below a certain age bracket, you can only play for how many hours. So in other words, because you do not know how to control yourself,Someone else will come and control you.
少年家啊，你若不要控制，父母会控制你，你知无
？For the young people, if you do not know how to control yourself, your parents will control you.
那你姊妹，你若不要控制一日吼，迄个游戏都控制你，迄个更加吃力啊。
You know, brothers and sisters, if you do not know how to control yourselves, one day the game might control you.
所以有全的物件吼，咱都会晓噶呐。
So there are certain things in our lives that we must take away because it is affecting our relationship with God. And just look at King Asa. He knew how to take things out of his life. Now, each one of us is different. Young people have their own issues.
大人有大人的软弱。
You know, adults have their own
issues.
But the devil is very good. He will tailor fit to your weaknesses. And they will lead you further and further away from God.
So you can see虽然自大人无好，并无代表伊无法当活出上帝欢喜的生活。伊有，伊决定，然后伊做，将歹推走。
So look at King Asa. Even though he did not have good ascendance, he made the decision to follow God. And not only that, but he acted upon those decisions and took away the things that were not pleasing to the eyes of the Lord.
同时，第二项伊做什么
？And at the same time, what did he do？
伊将迄个古耶和华的物件，迄个。因是大人，将迄个属于上帝的物件分别出来的金银，加一摆带到耶和华的殿中，放伫迄个所在。
Asa did one more thing, and it is to return the gold and silver gifts that were taken away by his elders and returned them to the temple of God.
我来等你，我跟在上帝的时阵。
Apparently, when you and I follow God,
see,
this God that we serve is a God deserving of praise and worship.
And
our God is a holy God.
And
because we need to have a response towards this God, we cannot do evil. And because of that, we have to come down and kneel and bow down before this glorious God once again.
So you can see that
And because of this, King Asa returned all of the precious gifts and returned them all to offer them all to God. When you and I truly understand, recognize who our God is, Our response to God is proportional to how much we understand Him. When we see how great, how glorious our God is, our response to Him is proportionate to our admiration for Him. Brothers and sisters, all that we have do not belong to us.And we thank God because God entrusted these things to us. And we have the opportunity to offer them once again to
Him.
We will not feel as if we're unwilling.You know, this week I was in the Ictus conference. And I also listened to their messages. The first day,
我聽 50% 而已。
I understood around 50%.
因為差不多 Tagalog.
Because it was conducted in Tagalog.
所以我聽 50%.
So I was able to understand approximately 50%.
第二日,
on the second day,
感謝主 80%.
Thank God I was able to understand 80%.
上帝讓我開始會聽到 80%.
So God gave me the ability to understand 80%.
然後第三日,
on the third day,
差不多 80%.
I maintained my 80%. So I was able to understand most of everything. And
it,
Pastor Peter there mentioned one story. And this story is related to offerings. Now their offerings at this church is different from us.Their offering requires an offering plates. But for us, we don't do this. We have offering boxes instead. But the church he mentioned had a different culture. They will have to physically stand up and then leave their offerings in a box.
So, this
pastor wanted to encourage people to give more offerings. So he placed electrical wiring on the seats, on the pews. And when it was time to make a call for offering, turn on a switch and electrocute everyone in the
house.
And because he turned on the switch, everybody would be electrocuted, would be shocked, and everybody would stand up and would be required to give an offering. Now, after this offering service, he saw a person seated on the corner appearing to be unwell. And so he asked, what's wrong with him?Apparently, he was so reluctant to give an offering that he just sat and got electrocuted to death. So, thank God we do not have this here. And let me tell you, money is not a big problem of the church. The more important thing is how much people understand God. Because when our lives are good in following Christ, then we will naturally give back the things that belong to God. And so we see that Asa gave back the things that belong to God. Thank God that He has always provided enough for our church. So once this guy told me, it's very strange that Malabon does not have a lot of rich people. This is what he said. You know, the church, I don't think we have a lot of rich people. Sister Aying probably has also mentioned this. She has also mentioned this to me. In fact, most of our church are not so well off. But it is curious that God always gives us sufficiently. And this is a miracle. God has given us enough. But let me tell you one thing. You know, if your life is good, you will naturally offer. But if you don't offer, it's okay. You know why? Because you may not always have the opportunity to give. I have a recent example to share with you. Remember, around July or August, we made an announcement that the church needed a new vehicle. And after our announcement, 2 weeks later, we took a look at the program, and we took a look at our record of offerings, and And we saw that we had already raised enough. So we told the admin that we have to announce, we have to make an announcement. And announce that the money is already sufficient. To inform people that the fund is already full, that if you want to offer, you do not need to make an offering for the vehicle. So let me tell you, just because you want to give does not mean that you will always have that opportunity.
Now,
after another 2 weeks, a member approached me. And I was in the United States at the time. And he told me that someone had given him a check. And hoping to give it to the vehicle fund. And he told the person, "I'm sorry, but we already have enough." And but thank God, this person said, "Oh, it's okay. You just put it wherever the church needs it." Because his heart was in God. And we're happy for him. So, brothers and sisters, when we follow God's will, and we give to God what He deserves, Now I just use money as an example because it talked about gifts here. But it may be different. It may be something else. It may be your time. It may be your service. So brothers and sisters, follow the way of God. Your ascendance may not be so good. Do not blame them. Pray for them. But do not use them as an excuse and consider yourself a victim. Because God has given you the ability to make a decision to follow Him. This is what happened to King Asa. So we have today. Do you want to be Abijam or do you want to be Asa? It is in your hands. At the same time, we as elders, there is no certainty that our children will be godly. But despite that, because we have an opportunity to please God, this is a blessing. And we are able to give this blessing to our children. So I hope we can encourage each other in these two things. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, O Lord, for your message today, for encouraging us with King Asa's life. Lord, oftentimes in our lives, we decide to not follow you because of many things that we use as an excuse. O Lord, may you guide each one of us in our daily lives to take away these excuses and instead make a firm decision to follow you and you alone. In everything, O Lord, we give thanks to you. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.